Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Harris-Walz Democratic presidential ticket blitzed must-win Pennsylvania today en route to the Democrats' national convention, which begins tomorrow in Chicago. Vice presidential nominee Tim Walz jumped the gun a bit.
Madam President of the United States, Kamala Harris.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe says there's good news and bad for Harris in a new poll.
Our CBS News poll finds the reason the race between her and former President Donald Trump is tightening is because she's gained support from younger voters and voters of color. That's why this convention's big theme is focused on the future of the country. But our poll also finds fewer voters know what Harris stands for. About a third don't quite know. That's one of the big challenges for Democrats in the coming days, reintroducing Harris to the country and explaining what she would do if she wins.
Harris was asked today by reporters about ongoing Gaza ceasefire talks.
These conversations are ongoing, and we are not giving up, and we are going to continue to work very hard on this. We got to get a ceasefire.
After 2 days of what were described as constructive talks last week, negotiators will meet in Egypt this week to try to lock down an agreement that would include a hostages for prisoners swap. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel and will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who isn't as optimistic as some that an agreement can be reached. Indeed, the BBC's Tom Bateman says there's no guarantee a deal will be made.
This is all about the Americans putting on pressure to try to finally drive through this deal. And there is an increasing tone of optimism from the Americans about the possibility of that. But I have to say that is not matched by the kind of language and the public messages, at least, from both Hamas and the Israeli leadership, who are both accusing the other of blocking this deal.
It was something almost no one expected, Ukrainian troops invading Russian territory. But CBS's Ian Lee in Ukraine says the troops have been successful so far.
This is the tip of Ukraine's spear into Russia. Elite forces probe ahead and disrupt Russian reinforcements. Here, Ukrainian troops ambush several soldiers. Surrender and come out, they command, capturing some of them.
It's the first time a foreign army has been fighting inside Russia since World War II. Should misogyny be criminalized?
We're not talking blonde jokes here, although some would argue they are the gateway drugs to the kind of misogyny the UK wants to track, study, and outlaw. Extreme expressions of hatred and contempt for women, coupled with the stated wish to oppress or physically harm them. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
All right, welcome everybody back to Max Inc. Radio. My name is Rocker, here with Rob Roberts and Sam Davison. Wow, we got a lot of cool things coming up tonight, but Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at LazyOafLounge.com. And the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. How's it going tonight, Rob?
You know,
glad you came in, man.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, there's a big Mopar night going on right now on the square. Like, just right down the block, we can see.
Like, Mopar, that's like
cars.
Chryslers?
Yeah. Well, Hellcats, man. Like, I haven't seen like this many Challengers and Chargers in one place in Wisconsin in forever. And they've got this really cool logo on them with the state and the big old Mopar in the center of it. It's neat.
Wow.
Oh, man. And it's loud.
Well, you're a car aficionado. You have a classic car, right?
I do. But I got
excited.
What do you have? I have a Datsun. Yeah.
So. A Datsun? Not the dog, though, right?
Not the dog. Not a Datsun. A Datsun, you know. But
a 240Z?
Yeah. A 240Z. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You go out to the car shows and everything. And it was great just watching them all drive by. You were in the other room, you know, tuning guitars and all that fun stuff. And all the cars just went flying by.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure they're also getting into trouble.
But you know, Sam has a classic car.
I do. Oh. It's Not much of a car right now. It's kind of just a hunk of metal. I've got a 1974 VW Bug.
Oh, that's an awesome car, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? It's summer in Wisconsin. I'm telling you. Go to a car show. It's great times.
No doubt. Well, Rob, you know, we still have lots of great stuff coming up. In Star 3, Sigra and the rest of the founders of the festival will be in here to talk about the festival happening at the Cardinal Bar on September 7th in Madison. And live in the Lair tonight, the Farleys, they're here. Yeah. Jen Farley, Mike Farley, they are setting up in the Lair. We're going to...
And they're sounding good.
Oh, already.
Yeah.
You know, we're just in soundcheck, Rob, and it's amazing. So
yeah, you're in for a treat.
9 p.m. to 10 p.m. live in the Lair. Then Indy 45 with Shane, Christopher, and Neil. That's 10 to 11, and then all the way to midnight, Max Inc. After Hours. Rob, you take us there.
I take you all the way to midnight, and it's going to be a great time. A lot of great artists and a lot of a couple double dips. You'll be surprised, so make sure you tune in later tonight.
Now, we're starting out with a double dip.
Oh, I love double dips, Rocker, and it's the Pine Travelers. I love this group.
This is called Hyrith. This is Pine Travelers on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't get lost. we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a double shot.
Double shot.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Fine Travelers on Max Inc. Radio. All these local tunes and some of these throwback tunes tonight, Rocker.
It's a throwback show.
Are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass. Three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And White Curt Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office at Atwood Avenue in Madison or at whitekurt-lakepoint.com.
Wow, yeah, this has been a really fun throwback show. Yeah, even some throwback IDs there, boy, that people probably haven't heard in a while.
You're just digging it out. You know, as soon as the cat's away and Jimmy's away on vacation, out comes some of the coolest stuff I haven't heard ever. I love it.
Oh, you know, it's just so fun. You know, we earlier played Magic Conch.
Yeah.
And I got that because I was like, you know, looking through my archives, and all of a sudden I found like the first show that we ever did on FM radio.
Yeah.
And the first song we ever played was Magic Conch. And I was like, wow, a factoid even I myself didn't know until I went back and looked.
That's amazing.
And we still have lots of good stuff to come. Sigra from Instar 3 is here. And so are the Farleys. They're going to be playing In the Lair.
Yeah, and they sound so good. They were doing their sound check. And you're in for a treat tonight. Absolutely. It's going to be a great show.
Now, you know, it's also coming up on Packers time.
Yes, it is.
Right?
The
NFL season's going to start soon.
Yep, absolutely.
And do you do fantasy football, Rob?
Oh, absolutely. You have to, right?
Are you a fantasy footballer there, Sam?
I am not, no.
Uh-oh. Gotta get
you
on the
league. I watch occasionally, but I'm not a huge sports fan.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's a toss-up, right? Because you're, like, wondering, you know, with the Packers.
Yes.
You know, fantasy footballers, we always got to go get the people, like, we like, right?
Right,
you know,
right,
and of course, you're playing people in Wisconsin, so they always want Packers. But my philosophy is, you know what? Either you take Jordan Love as your quarterback.
Yeah.
Or you take one of the receivers you think is going to do best, but you don't do both.
You can't. No, absolutely not. It
doesn't
because
he's going to mix it around, right?
Right, and, exactly.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you pick on some of his receivers, and, you know, you might get burned.
You could. You could.
You know, remember when Brett Favre was the quarterback?
I do remember that.
Those
years.
Well, there used to be this band back there, in Madison called the Weisenheimers.
Oh.
And the Weisenheimers, they got known because they made this hit song about the Green Bay Packers when they're going to the Super Bowl with the Brett Favre. So I thought it'd be fun to pull out the Weisenheimers.
Yep.
And this is called Go Pack Go. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, there's a town in Wisconsin. It's not quite as big as LA. We got something they don't have, and we're gonna see them today. Go, you Packers, go, go. Go, you Packers, go, go. Go, go. Brooks gonna do his end zone dive.
The dark side calls to you, Bastula. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. They're going to be doing two shows coming up here, Rocker. They got Sunshine Soul Fest on the 24th, and of course, the Vines out there in Sauk City on the 23rd. So much stuff's going on. I'm super excited. There's an interview coming up in just a couple minutes, Rocker, right after the break, and I've been chatting with our guest here, and it sounds like a really cool show.
It's going to be pretty interesting. Yeah. Sigra from Instar 3. Hey, let's take a little break, Rob, and we'll be right back.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Won't take a long time to tickle. I'm fine. I like
Rocker, you picked out so many great tunes tonight. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We're like on a flashback. A flashback night.
Yeah, this is a throwback show.
Throwback.
Oh, man. We used to have so much fun, like, playing all
we
these
still
old
have
songs. I
fun,
love them.
Rocker.
You know, and I love, well, you know what I mean? I mean, when you listen to some of this nostalgic stuff, yeah, you know, the throwbacks, it brings you back to, you know, other times. But it just goes to remind you, you know, we play so much new music.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
How much, like, older music there is. That's mm-hmm. incredible. And really, you know, Max Inc. Radio, we're keeping these bands alive. Some of them aren't even around anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You still get to listen to their music right here. And, you know, it's one of the things I love about doing radio.
Yeah. And civic media, right, has made the exposure even farther. I'm hearing bands from Green Bay. I'm like, Terry, what is that band? And she's like, oh, that's a new band from Green Bay. And I was like, never would have ran into them otherwise. So that's great, too.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. And I thought we'd take this time to do a little of that. Well, let's see. Where are we at?
We're in Madison.
We are at a break. Let's take a little break and we'll be back. Did we do a break?
We did, Rocker. We're now doing the interview. That's why she's right here. Geez. It's all right, man.
Well, you know, this is a night that we're sitting in and it's an interesting night.
It's
well,
a
let's
flashback.
Get right to it then. Hello, everybody. My name is Roger, and you're
Hi,
listening
Rocker.
To Live. Oh, boy. I don't even have the right interview in front of me.
It's all right. It's all right. So
I'm here with Rob and Sam Davison. Let's do it right. Sigrid DeWeese and Jesse Newman founded InStar as an event series with a mission to bring local and regional performers across genres to facilitate community building in the Midwest music scenes and showcase local artisans. Here in the studio to tell us about the InStar concept, music, art, and bugs, our festival is the festival coordinator, Sigrid DeWeese. And Sigrid, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. Stoked to be here.
So wait a minute. Bugs?
Bugs.
Bugs?
Bugs.
What is your favorite bugs, and why are we talking about bugs?
Well, my favorite bug is, that's a really loaded question, but I would
Let's start with a favorite bug.
The first bug I ever, like, fell in love with, this might sound like a contrarian answer, but it is the truth, is the American cockroach.
Oh.
I just think they're so fascinating in the way that they basically can't be killed.
Right? And there's so much hatred for
I
them.
I know, and they really are just minding their business.
Right? They're just doing their thing.
Do you have a pet cockroach?
I do. I have Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Really?
I
and
do.
They
How
hiss.
Many?
They hiss. I did have six.
Wow.
They have pretty short lifespans, so I just have one. It's on my to-do list to order some more from the breeder.
Oh, okay. There you go. They're not like normal cockroaches, like you have one or you have two and then you have 12.
Well,
have
I only have males so
oh.
that they don't breed.
Okay, that
wow.
does make
so
sense.
That it
Otherwise,
keeps
it
controlled.
Then, you know, you go on a short vacation, you come back, your
and
house is completely
crazy, yeah.
full of hissing.
Exactly.
Do you like teach them tricks or anything?
Man, I wish that they would listen to me enough for me to teach them tricks.
I just had this flash ahead. You know, I was in Baraboo last week at the Circus World, and then that'd be perfect. They could have a little circus of cockroaches. I'm really getting off base.
I would pay so much money for that.
The reason we're here, though, is now let's make the connection to the bugs and then the music,
mm-hmm,
right? Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that connected?
Well, right. Sorry.
I was going to say, the next question, Rob, is the term InStar is not from the latest science fiction flick streaming on TV. It has something to do with insects. What is InStar? Why did you choose this name for the festival?
Right. So the festival is called InStar or InStar Experience. This will be our third go around here coming up. And we chose the name InStar, myself and my co-coordinator, Jesse Neumann, because we both are bug aficionados. And an InStar is effectively the period of time between each molt that happens in the life cycle of an insect. So you go from like the instar of a larval period to like then a chrysalis to then a butterfly. You know, it can happen in that's just one example. It can happen in many different arthropod mm-hmm. species. But we really loved that idea, the way that it evoked growth and change, and what we were hoping to accomplish, are hoping to accomplish with this this festival series, is that we are watching these underground bands and makers grow. And some of them have played, like Dad Bods, who's headlining InStar 3 coming up. They played InStar 1, and it'll be really awesome to see how far they've come since then. You know, what InStar they're in now.
Right?
So
that's
awesome. The story behind that.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Now, what is the mission of InStar?
The mission of InStar was to sort of cross-pollinate a lot of different sub genres of the Madison and greater Midwest music scene, because
I like how you used cross-pollinating.
Yes, another right? It's term.
The science connection.
It's just, it's in there, it's baked in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to sort of bring together different acts that maybe would otherwise not play on a bill together. I'm a big fan of like mixed bills, and I feel like that's always a really cool thing to see. And it's been really gratifying to see at Past and Stars these bands that, you know, maybe there's like a rap act from the Twin Cities we had at NSTAR 2 and a jazz funk group playing on the same bill and then chatting with each other, becoming friends, and then building bills together later on. It's just we're hoping to create that cross-pollination.
Genre bending,
yeah.
So NSTAR 3 will be held at the Cardinal Bar in Madison from noon to 10 p.m. on September 7th. Tell us about NSTAR 3, the festival, and what we can expect to experience this year.
Totally. So we have it set up so that the first half of the day will be populated by sort of quieter acts, a lot of like singer-songwriter, folk, sort of acoustic stuff, because we will also have a lot of really awesome local craftspeople and vendors. So it'll be sort of like craft fair with a music component throughout the first half of the day. And then the vendors will clear out around 6 and we will have our louder bands for the rest of the evening. Those will be this time around Winifred RT from Chicago, Low Boy, and Yoke and Dad Bods will be the louder bands. But before that, it'll be kind of a Makers Fest and acoustic music.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, I read something about a sensor-friendly shopping hour. What exactly is that?
Right. Sensory-friendly shopping hour is something that we've been doing since NSTAR 1 that's really near and dear to our hearts. It is the first hour of the event, which will be from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., will be music-free. It'll be sort of lowered lighting, no like music or sound or anything happening, a limited number of patrons in the shopping space to provide a time frame with which folks who have sensory processing issues or who just, you know, feel really overstimulated by most of the rest of the day can still participate and still experience NSTAR. And masks will be required during that period as well.
Cool.
We're here with Sigra, organizer of the event NSTAR 3, and that's happening at the Cardinal Bar on September 7th. Tell us about the, you told us about the artists coming in, but tell us about Dad Bods, because I haven't heard of them.
And oh, you haven't? Wow, I'm actually kind of surprised. They're kind of blowing up.
They're coming to me now, right?
Yeah, they are. Dad Bods is awesome. They are a very loud, brash, punk experimental duo of Sean Horvath and Chris Flowers, two pals of mine that I've known since middle school, actually. You know, grabbing onto their coattails, riding their sky rise to fame with them. But they're awesome. It's a bass and drums duo, and it is very much, these two guys have played music together for like 15 years, and that really comes across on stage, the way they just seamlessly talk to each other non-verbally to, you know, make choices about the music, because a lot of it is like improvised, and it's really loud and really exciting and really lively and just bombastic and a lot of fun.
Are they like really skinny, or do they really have dad bods?
they are really, really strong, but also kind of have that dad bod like look. Yeah.
I think she's walking the line there.
They are both like weightlifter guys though.
NSTAR 3 takes place at the Cardinal Bar on Madison's Near East Side on September 7th from noon to 10 p.m. How can people get tickets and find more about NSTAR 3?
Yeah, well, the easiest way probably would be to go to our Instagram page or our Facebook, though our Instagram is a little bit more, we're on there a little bit more, and that is at NSTAR Experience on Instagram. And in our bio, there's a link to buy tickets, a link to more information, etc., about the event.
Now, I heard there's a sliding scale.
There is a sliding scale, yes. That was something our co-coordinator that we brought on for NSTAR 3, Molly Warner, suggested, which we're really excited about.
Sure, being someone that has no idea what that means.
Sure.
What does that mean?
It's...
So I bring $5, I bring $10, and then I decide which one I give you?
Yeah, it's more like a pay what you can.
All right.
So, you know, if you're really tight on cash, sure. but you like really want to support the bands, really want to check it out and not get FOMO, you can pay $5. If you're, you know, your pockets are a little bit heavier, you're feeling generous, you can throw $5, and all of that profit, everything that we do need to, you know, reimburse ourselves for marketing expenses and whatnot, but all of that profit goes to the bands. So you are directly helping these artists.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's pretty cool. InStar 3 happening September 7th at the Cardinal Bar. Sigra, thank you so much for coming into the studio tonight to tell us all about the InStar event series. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, stick around for Live in the Lair featuring the Farleys at 9 p.m. Jen and Mike Farley are performing live tonight in our studio right here on State Street. And it's Indie 45 with Shane Christopher Neal after that at 10 p.m. and Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts till midnight.
I heard
midnight.
He's great.
Where did you hear that?
I think maybe my wife. I
don't know. Right now, let's get back to local Wisconsin music throwbacks. You know, we played Tip Tickle. What's the next tune we got, Rob?
You know, that's a great question. I was trying to use the bifold.
Oh, it's an iron plow.
Whoa, look at that. Hey, iron plow.
That's a surprise.
Oh, this is We Fly Divine. I heard from
your wife, the drummer, is amazing.
Yeah. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
When Strange time for me to fall in love. Ooh, and I want to carry you into the baby blue sky above. Down by the lakeshore, we see a million swimming blue fish weaving through the waves. I carry time together this soft summer night. Ooh, the fine wine and the chocolate sweetie pie, you know we're getting mushy all the time. Strange time for me to fall in love. Yeah. Ooh, and I want to carry you into the baby blue sky above. Yeah!
Tell me that you adore me. Reassure me that for you I'm a semi-god. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cual demente sin consciente ¿dónde va a parar? Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me.
Radio. Radio for the...
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.